What did you say about a story?
Why don't we make up a dolphin story to pass through the time in the car?
A dolphin story?
Yeah.
Do you mean one connected with the dolphins on Dolphin Island? Well,
we've
that's...
never heard that bit.
I know, but there's always something that isn't heard in a story. Something that's always there for the future.
Can't we have that part of the story in the first chapter of this story?
You mean pick up where the other one left off?
Yeah.
And what kind of a dolphin story would we have? I mean... What?
Like a story of what's going on at Dolphin Island and what they're doing without the princess.
How they'll get by without her?
Yeah.
Right. And will it just be about dolphins, or would there be any other kind of creatures in it?
Maybe we could hear about the princess too, and like how she's going.
Oh, you mean every now and again get reports? Like a dolphin going on a visit to Princess Island?
Yeah, not like the eagle picking you up from Princess on Dolphin Island and dropping you in Princess Island so you can see what's going on.
Oh yeah, that's an idea. And would there be any other creatures in it that we haven't heard about yet, or would they all be the same ones? You know, within the dolphin story that you're talking about, who else would be in it? Would it just be dolphins?
I said the princess. We could drop by to see the princess sometimes.
But would there be any new people? Completely different kind of creatures?
Yes.
Who do you fancy? Who would you like to have in it? Yeah, but if it was you now and you were going to make up some creatures that were going to be in the new story, who would you put in?
I would put in the octopus.
Oh, the octopus could be the octopus. Hmm. And who else?
And the octopus's family.
Oh, the ones we heard about at the very end.
Yeah.
All the little children.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anything else?
No.
Right. And you know where Dolphin Island is in the ocean? How far away is Dolphin Island from Princess Island? Yeah.
Can we start the dolphin story now?
We're going under the River Lee. Can you close your window?
No.
I'll never be able to yell loud enough for you to be able to hear me properly.
Dad?
Yeah? Will it be just as long as the princess story? Or will it just be a short one?
Shorter, I hope.
Was the princess story too long?
Yeah.
Yeah, would you like to get rid of half of it?
No, I want to hear all of it, but it has to be a short one.
Okay, does that mean I have to tell the story faster? Speak a bit quicker? I see, but can I tell you about the invaders who came from the other side of the horizon?
Yes.
But they would take a long time to tell about them too, wouldn't it? And the big whaling boats that went goodbye and caught all the dolphins in their nets. What about them?
Oh, I want to
what about the wars between the Vikings against the others?
I want to hear all of it, please.
But it might take too long.
How many days will it take?
I would say it would probably take us about 2 months. Like it would last us until, let me think now, how about until we go to France?
No way.
Okay, so it has to be a shorter one than that. Okay, well, we'll try to do one that just has three parts to it.
Okay.
We just practice a really short one.
Yeah.
Actually, I suppose, what could we do when it's over?
We can make up another storybook, but this time that just lasts the car journey.
Okay, so this one is going to last three car journeys, is it? This is a one car journey.
Yeah.
Well, we've nearly finished this car journey. We'll have to wait until we're coming back from your singing lesson.
Okay.
When we're coming back from your singing lesson, will we start the
we can finish the rest of it.
Will we start the dolphin story when we're driving home from singing lesson?
No. We start it now and then we end it when we come home.
Okay. But I will leave out all the things about the whale boats and all the things about wars.
No, you don't have to tell me about it. Just tell me what happened in it.
Oh, yeah. And will we have any dreams in this story?
No.
No.
Just two or three.
Two or three dreams?
Yeah.
Okay. Will we give dolphins good dreams?
No, only the people.
Oh, right. Well, okay, but look, the last time we heard about dolphins then, I'll just start off with the ring of the dolphins that were on Princess Island, you know? That wasn't the first time that the dolphins had done a ring, you know?
Yeah, they did small little rings on weddings and parties and stuff.
They did. They did them on bar mitzvahs even. They did rings for any kind of celebration. And, you know, any ones, even at Christmas they did rings. But the dolphins had originally made a ring many, many years before, at the beginning of the life of the dolphins on Dolphin Island. They made a ring, and that's the ring I want to tell you about now, the one that they all barely remembered and that they had passed down to them every single year by stories. And before somebody became Queen of the Dolphin, she had to learn the story of the ring. Do you want to hear that story?
Yeah.
Well, it was just during a time of really, really bad weather. The weather was horrible. There were lots of storms. There was lightning, thunder. There was even swells in the water. And there was a thing called a tsunami. A tsunami was a huge, huge wave that swamped everything. And that was the tsunami that happened and nearly completely wiped out. And we've nearly run into the back of the car in front. Nearly completely wiped out the dolphins on Dolphin Island. Do you know what causes a tsunami?
What?
It's when there's an underwater earthquake on one side of the world. And it causes a huge disturbance in the water that causes a huge wave to travel across the ocean.
And why don't they stay on top of the water?
Yeah, but you mean why do the dolphins not stay on top of the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they might have no island left.
What island?
Because the tsunami comes right across the land and covers the land in so much water that there's no possibility of any living thing surviving except fish. And the dolphins on Dolphin Island would never have had an island. And there wouldn't have been the dolphins on Dolphin Island. There would only have been the dolphins wandering around in the ocean with no home. Oh yes, in the old days there were tsunamis. But there was one particular tsunami that was like the biggest explosion that had taken place underwater ever. And it was such a big explosion that two things happened. There was a monstrous wave that came all the way across and
And the dolphin did a pee.
The dolphin did a what? A pee?
A pee.
You mean went to the toilet?
Yeah.
And caused all the water?
No. And did a pee in his pants.
A dolphin did a pee in his
pants. And squirted it at another dolphin.
And got him in the face?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Mm-hmm. Oh dear. Oh dear. I don't know what's happening here. I don't know what's happening. I'm driving the car and some car is backing into me and some car is going around me. We'll try and go around this way. Okay, look, I tell you what, we've reached where we're going and when we're on the car on the way back, we'll pick up the story properly. Is that all right?
And end it.
No. Oh yeah, we have to end it. Yeah. Okay. Bye for now.